This time last year, we sat here and I was very grateful for the support that you all provided to me for the election as mayor, which was unanimously given. Very grateful for that support that was given by all the parties across the chamber, and hopefully over the year I've shown my ability to repay that trust and support that was given to me. Throughout the year, I was ably assisted by the Deputy Mayor, who not only was able to perform her duties as Deputy Mayor, but was also able to deliver a baby as well. And congratulations to Jennifer for the birth of the baby, and also for the support that she's given to me. It was very much appreciated. There's a number of events that Jennifer went to at very short notice, and I'm very much grateful for that. And I'm sure Jennifer will touch a bit about her year, but it's been very successful and a very enjoyable year, especially around the World Peace of Fire Games, where we spent quite a lot of time together and sort of fully clothed. Also over the year, I was assisted by a number of people who came along to functions with me. Most importantly, my mum, who performed the role as mayoress. But on occasions when my mum wasn't available, a number of other individuals came along. Councillor Thompson performed the role of mayoress on a number of occasions, very ably. And we enjoyed that. And I'm very much thankful for the people who came along and were able to enjoy what I feel was a successful year. When I came in the office this time last year, I set a theme for the year, which was working as one, and I set three different priorities. One was around inclusion, the other one was around sport, and the last one was around the economy, with a focus on culture and skills. I promised to provide leadership for everyone, and in terms of the working as one theme, I've shown that the ability to work together, and hopefully that's something that the new council will be able to take up in terms of its community planning power. I convened roundtable meetings of different organisations, such as different faith groups, and we had discussions there about how we can move forward and build a more inclusive society. We also engaged with a number of different people, such as Ward Park residents. Very grateful for the positive working relationships that we were able to get there, and very grateful for the support they've given us in terms of the delivery of the Bangor Parkrun. The other thing was, for example, around the cultural sector. There's a number of different cultural bodies and individuals within the borough, and we were able to come together and tonight together, and hopefully looking forward to delivering Bangor's first culture night later on this year. Around and there are examples of my priority and my desire to work as one and help bring people together. The first theme for my work was around inclusion, and that's something that I put top priority and put a great level of focus on. So I engaged with all different minority groups across the borough and made a real effort to ensure that everyone was made to feel included within the borough. So I had many different organisations in here. The Mixed Marriage Association came in here. We had people from Poland, from Russia. We had the Filipino community in here. We had the inaugural meeting of the North Down Youth Forum. We had International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia celebrated in here. We also looked at people with caring responsibilities in an event which I'm grateful the council organised with Baroness May Blood. We focused on different areas of disability by having a mental health day walk, having an event for the MS Society, Positive Futures, I had them twice within the year, and also we had an event at the library, which was a one book promotion, which is about encouraging people to read a book and the story they could tell in terms of mental health recovery. I'm also very grateful for the opportunity to attend a very wide range of church services across the borough. One visit to me stands out, which was a visit a few weeks ago to the Salvation Army. I greatly enjoyed that and very much appreciative of the welcome that was offered at that event and by all different faith groups across the borough. Earlier on this year, back in January, we commemorated International Holocaust Memorial Day, and it was a useful event to focus on the past and also on the future. This was combined to an event back in December about the United Nations Convention of Human Rights and the 65th anniversary of that, and I was very appreciative of the support that Amnesty International gave. During the year, a typhoon struck the Philippines, and as a result of that, I engaged with the local Filipino community. I had them into the parlour, we had discussions, and we raised a substantial amount of money as a result of a coffee morning towards the funds required as a result of that disaster. I was also blindfolded and taken around Hollywood and with a guide dog. And I found that a very useful experience. I'm very grateful for guide dogs for the blind to allow me to do that and help me focus my mind on some of the issues that people who are partially sighted or blind face in society. This room, which is a fantastic, beautiful room, was also host to a St. Patrick's Day musical celebration with ARCCE, and something I'm very proud that I was able to deliver over the year. And I'm very thankful to ARCCE for the work that they did and the reception I offered them subsequent to them, to thank them for that. Around the Christmas period, I was determined to put a real focus on the people in need around Christmas, which is the true Christian meaning of Christmas. And I volunteered for both Storehouse, the Salvation Army, and St. Vincent de Paul to help them throughout that period, but also to raise the profile of those organisations and the work that they do. In addition to that, on Christmas Day, I took time out on Christmas Day and undertook marital duties on Christmas Day and went to a lunch for people who are lonely or homeless on Christmas Day so that they can have a Christmas lunch with everyone else. I hosted Hollywood Irish Language Society within the Town Hall and delivered a speech in Irish, which I was very proud to be able to do. Alongside that, I also enjoyed one of my first occasions, which was with Alderman Anne Wilson, which was the Armed Forces Day in Carrickfergus, and I'm looking forward to that taking place again this year in Newtownards. I also attended the local Territorial Army base in Bangor and for the flag change, and was glad to be able to host Army representatives from Bangor and also Palace Barracks for lunch here last Friday. And also, in addition to that, a few weeks ago attended a recruitment fair at Kinnegar, which I found most enjoyable. I'm very much appreciative of the opportunity to recognise our military and the positive role that they play in civic society, and I greatly enjoyed the opportunity to engage with all members of the Royal British Legion at the various events, which I was proud to represent the borough at. In addition to that, I was went down to Dublin and visited the Royal British Legion in Dublin, and enjoyed that engagement with them and the recognition of the work that they have undertaken for many years. I'm also proud of the fact that I welcomed the Orange Order into the Town Hall on not just one occasion but twice, and it was part of my agenda to be inclusive of everyone. As someone who is the grandson of a proud Irish woman, I think that we've got to recognise the diversity in our society and to celebrate that. But I went beyond that and also went to the annual awards dinner for St Paul's Gaelic Athletic Club. I also welcomed their under 16 team who won the Division 2 Down title to the Town Hall to congratulate them for that. And on Tuesday attended a match at St Paul's in Hollywood and greatly enjoyed the work and the ability to recognise the diversity within our borough. In addition to that, I'm grateful for the opportunity the council gave to me to visit Bobbio in Italy, the final resting place of St Columbanus. And that is something that I've continued discussions with people about, looking forward to the anniversary next year, the 1,400th anniversary of his death, and the opportunity for us in North Down, and especially Bangor and Ards, to celebrate that rich Christian heritage that we have here, which is much celebrated in other parts of Europe. Also conscious of the fact that RUC George Cross Day was commemorated on Sunday, I was glad to welcome the RUC widows on Monday and to give them a tour of this building and show them the stained glass window that we have displayed within this building, and that brings me much pride. And in addition to that, I was very closely involved with St. Colin Kills Church in Hollywood. Following the vicious attack of the parish priest, I was very much appreciative of the opportunity to visit that church, to offer my support to Father Peter O'Kane, to attend Mass with Alderman Wilson, my family and my chaplains, and also to go back again on Christmas Eve and Easter, showing my commitment to reach out to all faiths across the borough. In addition to that, I held a summit within this town hall to highlight the issue of homelessness and the need for us in North Down to reach out to people in need. My second theme was around sport, and I had the opportunity to take part in and to celebrate the World Peace and Fire Games, which took place across Northern Ireland, and particularly in Bangor, Aurora. I greatly appreciated that opportunity, which the Deputy Mayor assisted me to do, and to celebrate what's great about Northern Ireland and to welcome people from across the globe to Bangor and to North Down. One of the highlights of all our year will be the official opening of Bangor Aurora, a fantastic leisure facility which we've all been able to celebrate and use. When I started the year, I decided that I was going to lead my agenda on sport actively and from the front, and that's something I did. So I went out sailing with Royal Ulster Yacht Club, and then again with Ballyhoom Yacht Club in a laser and latterly in a catamaran. Thankful for the officers for facilitating that. I don't know whether it was a desire to make sure that I turned and finished much earlier than what they suspected, but I really enjoyed the opportunity to do that and to highlight the forthcoming F18 World Catamaran Championships. One of the major achievements of my year was to propose and also to deliver the Bangor Park Run, a 5K weekly timed run at 9:30 every Saturday morning. something we started only a few weeks ago and has now become the second biggest parkrun in Northern Ireland. I'm very proud of the achievement to deliver this. It's a lasting legacy for the borough, and also proud of the work that all the volunteers have given to allow that to be realised and to be achieved for everyone. In addition to that,